Welcome everybody to tonight's practice. So just before we start, you may well need a yoga strap for tonight's practice, so you might want to dig one of those out of your bag. And if you don't have one, I've got some spares over here, so come grab one of mine if you don't have one. And there is some Ardha Chandra in a little while, half moon, so if you want a block to if the floor's a long way away for you on that one, then you might want to grab a yoga block as well. And again, come grab one of mine if you don't. So tonight's practice then, what we're going to do is a practice that's all about bows and arrows. Because in the yogic tradition, bows and arrows are featured quite prominently. One, because a couple of the goddesses carry them as their weapons of choice. Durga and Kali both wield their bows and arrows. And also, in lots of the philosophical texts, in the Upanishads and in the most kind of famous text, I suppose, the Bhagavad Gita, the bow and arrow is referred to a lot in those. And of course, it's metaphorical. Because the bow is said to be our meditation or our contemplation, our ability to go inwards and kind of bend our minds, I suppose, like a bow shape. And also the arrow is said to be our intention that comes straight from our heart, our devotional heart, if you like. And then the target is our clear vision or love. So what we're going to do is a practice that's a bit twofold tonight. We're going to do a practice that connects us to our inner warrior, our inner archer, because we need the qualities of steadiness, inner strength, clarity of heart, and clear vision. And then also along the way, we're going to be making a little kind of bow shape, can style movements a bit later in the class. So we're going to start in a comfortable seated position. So you can bring yourself into any comfortable seat, whether you're kneeling, in cross-legged, wherever you feel comfiest. But having some elevation underneath your hips, I think, for most of us. And then your pelvis can tilt forwards, your sit bones can weight down, your tailbone can lengthen. And you can sit nice and steadily with your knees, ideally, lower than your hips are. Thank you. So sitting down then with your knees as high as your hips or lower if possible. And we're going to start our practice by taking a mudra. So a gesture that really just connects us with different energy pathways in the body. And this is called Vajra Mudra. And all you're going to do is interlace the kind of top third of your fingers. So it's not super complex or anything, and you're not kind of bringing the webbing together of your fingers, just the top third of the digits. And then let your hands rest onto your breastbone, so your thumbs are kind of pointing upwards to your collarbones. Draw the tips of the shoulder blades down the back, spread the collarbones wide. And you can close your eyes and just start to connect with your heart, connect with your breath, connect with all the feelings and sensations in your body. As you begin to settle. And Vajra, this name of this mudra, can be literally translated as thunderbolt or diamond. And it's the gesture of unshakable trust. And of course, that's what a archer warrior would have, and that's particularly what Arjuna had, the warrior that's featured in the Bhagavad Gita. He was facing a lot of moral dilemma and a crisis of faith as he surveyed the battle before him. And he had his very good buddy with him, Krishna, to give him wisdom and advice to guide him on. And of course, that was metaphorical for Arjuna's inner conflict. The crisis of faith that we all often have, the times when we don't feel like a warrior, when we doubt ourselves, when we become fearful, when we think of ourselves as incapable and small. So as we use this mudra, we're using this mudra to leave behind those feelings of insecurity and begin to cultivate our warrior archer inner strength, that feeling of steadiness and self-confidence. so that we can really connect with our warrior power, get clear about our vision, and allow the devotional arrows of our heart to move forwards towards that vision with deep love and compassion. So as you settle into a nice peaceful rhythm here, just asking yourself, what do you need to get clear about in your life? Where are you feeling that you have that inner conflict, that little battlefield in your own mind? Maybe it's in a particular situation. Maybe it's with a particular person. Maybe it's just in one aspect of your life, in the workplace or at home. Maybe there's a moral dilemma going on for you right now. But just sitting with that for a moment and not being fearful around it, but just welcoming in this dilemma as an opportunity to help you get clear, to help you become more steady and focused, to help you to grow. Breathing space around it and asking yourself what qualities you need to become more clear about the pathway to resolving that situation. What qualities you need to cultivate through our practice tonight to open our heart and build courage, stamina, and grace. And then when you have those qualities in mind, just form a simple statement, a simple intention for your practice tonight that begins with, I am. Finish off that sentence with those qualities, the thing that you need to help you through. And then repeat that sentence to yourself, I am, the completed sentence. Repeat it silently with absolute unshakable trust 3 times. And then with our intention set, let's seal in that intention with the vibration of the pranava om. So we'll chant together the pranava om just 3 times to open our practice. As usual, feel free just to be bathed in the vibration or chant silently if you prefer. Taking a full breath in together. Set as we move through our practice, allowing this deepest and highest intention to support us as we move through our practice tonight, every breath, every movement, and offering to that intention. As you next inhale, let's circle the arms around and up, stretching up to the sky and then drawing the light of the heavens all the way down into the heart with Anjali Mudra, bowing in to your own steadiness of heart, your own inner warrior. And then blinking, open your eyes. Lift up your chin, release your hands down, extend your legs out. You can give them a little bounce around. And then you can bend your knees and make your way down onto your back, having your yoga strap in reaching distance. And then as you come down onto your back, we're just going to start by opening the legs a little bit, the hamstrings, the outer thighs, the inner groins, and also opening the lower back. So you might remember the kind of thing that we did with partners a few weeks ago where we worked into the very body of the hamstring. So we're going to try and recreate that for ourselves right now. So let's bring the right knee in towards the chest. We're but hold on to the back of the thigh with both hands. Press the thigh away from you rather than hugging the knee towards you. Let that action help you draw your shoulder blades down your back. Consciously broaden your collarbones, rolling inner arms towards the outer edges of your mat. Settling in the back of the head so that the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center are evenly balanced. Parting your back teeth, softening your facial muscles. Let's just take a few ankle circles into the right ankle as you keep pressing your thigh away, rooting the femur into the socket. And then a few circles going the other way. Nice, slow, mindful movement, just easing out any stuck or stagnant energy. Then you can take your yoga strap, reach it around the base of your toes, and begin to extend your leg up to the sky. Hold on to both sides of the strap so that you can keep your shoulders down on the floor. We don't want to round the upper arm bones away from the floor, so keep that broadness across your chest. And as you extend the leg up, doesn't matter if the leg is totally straight or not, but keep pressing the thigh bone away from you again, rather than drawing it towards you. And as much as you're pressing up through the four corners of that foot, big toe, baby toe mounds, and each side of the heel, also suck the thigh bone down into the socket so that your sitting bones aren't lifted up away from the floor. And if you want to extend your left leg out long, then do. But if the left leg does stretch out to the front of the mat, then make sure that your left heel hasn't wandered off to the left. So you want to line up your heel with your sitting bone. And flex the ankle, dig the heel down, spread out your toes to point out towards your face. And if you remember that little exercise we did with partners a few weeks ago, our partner friend was rolling our inner thigh and our left thigh down and drawing the outer left hip out to the side. So you can find that in your own left leg right now if your left leg is stretched out. And then also, remember they took their hand and drew our outer right hip down towards the front of the mat. So can you also try to find that? So both sides of your waistline are long and the pelvis feels really steady and balanced. So our practice tonight, all about steadiness, all about finding the ability to be strong and stand strong in our truth, steady in our balance. Take one more in-breath there, breathing into anywhere that feels a little bit tight, and make sure that you're not receiving that stretch behind backs of knees and sitting bones. If you are, bring the thigh a little bit further away towards the front of the mat so that you're receiving the stretch in the body of the muscle. Then we're going to get into the inner thighs a little bit. So taking both ends of the strap into your right hand, use your left hand on top of your left thigh and press the thigh bone down. Use that left hand as a paperweight or a sandbag so that side of the body is really heavy. Inhale. As you exhale, take your right leg out to the right, keeping it at the same angle it is as it when it's vertical. So you're not dropping your heel forwards, just out to the sides. And notice when your left thigh presses up into your left hand. And then anchor that down so that your pelvis doesn't tip over to the right. Keep broadening out through the outer left hip. Keep radiating through the sole of the right foot. And then as you next inhale, let's bring the leg all the way back up. Switch hands on the strap so that you're then wiggle your right hand into your right hip crease. Press the thumb pad into the top of the thigh, press it away. Wrap the outer right hip flesh down towards the front of your mat. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, guide your right leg across to the left, just about 30 degrees or so. So it's not going too far, just over beyond the midline. But once again, try not to let the heel drop forwards. Keep bringing it up. And you might want to stay there. If this is kind of enough for you, especially around that outer dense area of fascia, around the IT band of the right leg, stick with where you are. If you want to make it a little bit more challenging, take your right arm out to the right like a stable.
about shoulder height, and carry on bringing your right leg across. Pull onto the outer edge of your left leg and foot if you like. And keep tacking the outer hip down. And then we're going to, I always have to check to make sure that that leg hasn't actually grown, because it does actually always feel that way, always surprises me. Let's do the same on the other side. So just bring your left knee towards your chest, interlace hands around back of thigh, press the thigh bone away, draw your shoulders down your back, broaden your collarbones. Your right leg can stay stretched out if you like, that's absolutely fine. But if it's out there, make sure that it's active. So dig the heel down.
Good.
And make sure the heel's in line with your sitting bones. Spread out your right toes to look back towards your face. Thumbs up, tip of chin and eyebrow centre. A few ankle circles there with your left ankle. A few times one way. And a few times the other, decompressing the joint after. Most of us have probably been standing on our feet a lot today, so just getting rid of anything that's stuck there. And then you can take your strap around the root of the toes and start to extend the leg upwards towards the ceiling. As you're extending up, let the upper body stay nice and soft and relaxed. And it doesn't matter if that leg is totally straight or not. But as you go up towards the ceiling through the four corners of the foot, sucking the thigh bone down and pressing the thigh bone away from you. So just notice how it feels on your left side body. Notice if your left hip is higher than your right. If there's shorter space between your outer left hip and your armpit, just drop your outer left hip down a little bit. And then that sensation in your right leg, if your right leg is stretched out, roll the inner right thigh in and down and broaden out the outer right hip to the right side of your mat. Notice your breath. Is it still easy and comfortable? Of course, that little barometer for any stress and strain in our body. So paying attention if that rhythm wavers, backing off a little bit when you need to. Remembering your intention for practice tonight, that simple sentence, and really allowing your intention to support your practice. Let's begin to find some space into the inner thigh and groin. Let's take the yoga strap into the left hand, weight down the right leg with the right hand, and as you exhale, let's take left leg out to the left, moving slowly and mindfully so that you notice immediately when that right thigh starts to lift, knowing that if you carry on going and that thigh keeps lifting, you're not actually stretching the inner thigh more, you're just tipping your pelvis. So we want to keep the pelvis nice and stable. So backing off a little bit, making sure that you're still feeling really grounded through the right leg. Lovely everyone, let's take an in-breath and bring the leg all the way back up. Change hands on your strap. Left hand into left hip crease now. Foot pad pressing the thigh away. Fingers wrapping the outer hip flesh down towards the front of the mat. Keep that traction in the hip as you guide the left leg about 30 degrees to the right. Try not to let the heel fall away. And if that's enough, stick with it. If you want to keep going, then keep going, bringing your heel down more towards your same height as your hip. It's okay to roll more onto the baby toe side of the right foot and thigh if you like. Lovely, grounding through left shoulder. And then as you next inhale, let's bring the leg all the way up. Great.
And you can bend your knee, release your legs, extend the leg out. Just take a moment to listen and feel. Then you can bend your knees and you can hug the knees to the chest. You can either roll to one side, bring yourself around to all fours, or you can use a bit of momentum if you've got a lot of energy and bring yourself forwards and back and roll yourself up all the way over onto all fours. Setting yourself up so that your knees are underneath your hips, knees, hips distance apart, toes can tuck under. And then the heels of the hands just slightly forwards of the shoulders. Middle fingers lined up with the outer edges of the deltoids, outer edges of the shoulders. Tiger paws down into the floor, lower belly lifting. Inhale, heart forwards, groins back. And as you exhale, rounding the spine like a cat looking into the heart. Inhaling, heart forwards and groins back. And exhale and rounding. And just taking a few more cycles like that, syncing with the rhythm of your breath. Breathing in, trying to find length and space in the back body and the front body evenly as you inhale and exhale. And really being guided by your own rhythm. So it doesn't matter what anyone else is doing particularly. Just listen to your breath and flow with. Taking one more cycle, breathing in, heart forwards, breathing out and getting round. And next time you inhale, the heart forwards, the groins back. Keep that shape. As you exhale, rock the hips back towards the heels. And then from the power in your legs, squeeze the knees up away from the floor as you hug your forearms in and use your arms like tiger paws into a little downward puppy. So your shins and knees are coming above the floor, but you're not rocking forwards to do that. You're staying back with your bum on your heels and lifting up from there. Great. So your sit bones go up nice and high, drawing the lower back into the body. You can take a little pedal out there through your heels one at a time. One leg straightens and then the other. Give the head a little shake if you like, a few yeses and nos. And then reaching both heels back and down to the back of your mat. And as you inhale, rise up onto your tiptoes, rounding your spine, looking into the heart. Exhale, bend the knees, sit bones up high, look forwards. Inhale, straightening the legs, rounding the spine, looking in. And exhale, bend the knees, sit bones high, heart forwards. Good, once more. Inhale, onto your toes and round. And exhale, looking forwards, heart forward, sit bones up high. High, 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 that's it, great feet. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, lower the knees all the way back down onto the floor. From this all fours position, let's just take right leg straight out to the side and flex the ankle so that the toes point forwards into the center of the room and be on the big toe side of that right foot. So the little toe edge is lifted. And then you're gonna feel like that foot is dragging in towards your left inner knee, but it's stuck in something sticky and isn't gonna move. So it's just an isometric contraction. So dragging that in, draw the belly in and up and start to walk your hands forwards, bringing third eye center down to the earth. As the hands continue to reach forwards, reach the heart forwards, keep feeling like you're dragging your right heel in and take your sit bones back and wide. Good. Breathing in and breathing out. Good. Taking one more breath there, breathing in and out. And then walking hands in, bringing the right knee back in underneath the right hip. Let's take it to the other side. Left leg out, flex the ankle onto the big toe side of that foot. Engage the leg, feel like you're dragging it in, and then start to walk your hands forwards. Third eye to the floor. You could always take a block too underneath your forehead if the floor feels like it's a long way down. But keep the action with the leg. Just encouraging the adductors and the abductors, inner and outer seams of the legs, to start to fire a little bit, to start to warm them up. And keep taking the sit bones back and wide. Take an in-breath. And then as you exhale, let's walk the hands in, bring the knee back in, back to our all fours position. And let's take left arm out to the side, feed left hand and arm behind right wrist, and come down onto left shoulder, left ear. Notice, as soon as you get into that little spiraling, threading the needle twist, if your hips have swung to the right, take your outer right hip and take it to the back wall so that the pelvis stays nice and steady and balanced. Your left palm is face up to the sky, the back of the hand on the floor. Come up onto your right fingertips and walk your fingertips forwards like a little spider hand, and then across more towards the crown of the head. Plug the right shoulder into the socket and then draw the armpit back more behind you. Try not to let the pelvis swing off to the right. Keep tucking that right hip back. Extending heart forwards. Just opening the shoulder, opening the thoracic, the tighter mid back for most of us. And you can stay right there. So there's a lot going on for you. Stay with your breath. Keep it nice and rhythmic. And enjoy that spiraling action. If you want to, you can take your right hand back and wiggle it into your left hip crease, into a little half bind there. But again, make sure that your hips don't swing to the right to accommodate that. Keep the pelvis balanced. And then if you feel steady there and you want to challenge yourself a little bit, you can reach your right leg to the back of the mat. Tuck the toes under on the floor. Maybe even lift the right heel up to the same height as the hip. And if you do a little spontaneous backward roll out of it, don't worry about it. Just bring yourself back around. Good. Notice how you're breathing there. Good. Take an in-breath. It's normally like a row of dominoes. As soon as one goes down, that's it. And then as you exhale, gently release, unravel your little bind and threading the needle. And then we're gonna go the other way. So let's take right arm out to the right. Feed it behind left wrist. Come down onto the right shoulder, right side of your head. Yeah. Check in with your pelvis. Notice if your hips are kind of swinging off to the left already. Back. Lovely. When you're settled in there, keep the heart moving forwards, the pelvis steady. Come up onto your left fingertips. Walk the hand forward like a little spider hand. Across more towards the crown of the head. Plug the shoulder in. Draw the armpit back. And enjoy that kind of spiraling action, opening belly, chest to the sky. You can stay right here. So this side, of course, might be very different than the other side. So observe, witness, and stay if you need to. If you want to take it into a little half bind, then you can take the left hand towards the right hip. Wiggle it into the hip crease. And then if you're wanting to test out your balance, then by all means, you can take your left leg towards the back of the mat, stretch it straight back, maybe lift the foot up away from the floor. Good. Easier sometimes on one side than the other, isn't it? Take an in-breath as you exhale, gently release, and bring yourself around and out. Great. Back to the little cat-cow. So as you inhale, heart forwards, groins back, toes are tucked. And as you exhale, keep that shape, rock your hips to your heels. And then hug your forearms in, tone your arms, and use the power of the legs to press into an easy downward facing dog. You're gonna step your right foot forwards between your hands, and then pivot on your feet to the long edge of your mat. Good. So you just turn all the way around to the long edge of your mat. That's it. Yeah. Okay, so it's one of Sianna's, my teacher, one of her favourite moves. She calls it hinging Pasarita, and it's now become one of my new favourites as well. So you're going to turn your toes in just a little bit, bend your knees about half an inch, and you're going to rock back onto your heels, and you keep rocking back like you're going to fall back onto your bum. But keep countering that by walking your hands forwards. So you keep rocking back onto your heels and the heart going forwards. And know that if you were to lift your fingers, even just a millimeter, you'd probably fall back and land on your bum. So you want to be that much weight in your heels. Good. And then let's lift the ball of the right foot up off the floor. Keep rocking the weight back onto the heels. And then lowering the ball of that foot down. Keep the weight on the heels. Lift the ball of the left foot up. And then lift both balls of the feet up together. Good. And then come forwards, bringing the balls of the feet down. Turn the toes directly forwards. And take a hold of either your shins, your ankles, or you can take hold of a little yogi toe lock around your big toes. If you've got big toe lock, then pull the big toes forwards and up, let the elbows flare out to the sides and bring the crown of the head towards the floor. So the elbows are still flaring out if your hands are on your outer shins, kid. Your head is going down towards the floor. Keep spinning your inner thighs in and back, sit bones nice and broad and wide. Let your head release down. Close your eyes for a moment. Remind yourself of your intention. Rest in your intention here. Clear, steady breath. Clear, open heart. Clear, steady intention. Take one more breath, breathing in and breathing out. As you next inhale, walk your hands forwards, coming up halfway. You're going to turn around to the front of the mat over your right leg. Anchor the back heel down. So the baby toe edge of the back foot is down on the floor. And your right knee is over your right ankle. It's not shooting forwards of your right ankle. Keep your right knee pointing in the same direction of your toes, but bring both hands to the inside of your right foot and start to reach your fingertips forwards to the front left corner of your mat. Good, so you can bring the hips down like you're bringing your right sitting bone towards your right heel. Keep spinning the inner left thigh in and back and moving the heart forwards. Good. Make sure that your right knee isn't rolling in and it isn't overshooting your ankle. Okay. Good. So some friends, there's enough going on here already. If you want to, you can bring your hands in a little bit, turn the fingers in towards each other, claw the floor and flare the elbows out and bring the crown of the head down towards the floor a little bit more. Good. Keep lengthening and brightening the spine. So our whole column of our spine is just like an arrow of light from crown to tail. Breathing in and breathing out. One more breath. Pop onto the fingers. Pivot on your feet to the back of your mat. Anchor your right heel and baby toe side of that foot down. Hands to the inside of your left foot now. Your left knee over your left ankle. Knee tracking the same direction as your toes. And then you're going to reach your hands forwards on a diagonal towards what's now the front right corner of your mat. Keep high on your fingertips. That sits so nice and light on the fingers. Keep stretching forwards. Keep spinning your right inner thigh in and back to the wall behind you. And keep ensuring that your left knee is tracking your left toes, not wandering with you over to the right. Heart moving forwards. One long arrow of light from crown to tail. Really great, everyone. If you want a little bit more, bring them down to flat palms, turn the fingers in towards each other, flare the elbows away from each other, claw down at the floor, and move in deeper. Good. Lovely. notice your breath. We're really doing some really strong work here in the leg, so sometimes it can get a little bit sticky in the breath, so make sure those exhalations especially are still free flowing. Breathe in and breathing out. Good. And then coming all the way up onto your fingertips, turn to the long edge of your mat. And you're going to hold your outer ankles or outer shins. You're going to bend your right, turn your right toes out a little bit and bend your right knee to track your toes. Keep the hips low. And then right toes forwards, left toes out, bend your left knee and lean more to that side. But the heart keeps going forwards, the groin's back. And we call this Skandasana. For those of you who are more familiar with the mythical flow, you'll know that Skanda was Ganesha's brother, the kind of flashy brother. And he is also the kind of god of war. So often we have a lot of kind of battlefield going on in the inner groins and the inner thighs in this pose. So try to keep low if you can. And for some friends, just this movement side to side is just enough of the battlefield for the battlefield to cope with on the inner thighs. If you want to dive in a bit more, next time you come to your right side, toes out, knee tracking toes, and come down almost to sit, and come on to the left heel, so your left kneecap, left toes will point up to the sky. Good, and you could always just sit down, particularly if there's a knee issue, you could always just sit down. And you're going from side to side. The other option is to take the right arm inside the right knee, and you can have a few jazz hands, like cactus style arms, or you can bind it up there as well. And one more breath. And then coming to the other side. So the left toes turn out, left knee. And coming down. And you can keep hands on the floor, just keep reaching the fingertips out ahead. Or you can do little jazz hands. Or you can take a little bind. Good. Whoop. And then coming all the way back again around to the right. And coming into a lunge now over your right thigh. So your back heel is lifted. As you inhale, squeeze the feet together and round in, look into the heart. And as you exhale, drop the hips down, bring the heart forwards. Inhale, rounding in, feel like you're dragging the feet. And exhale, heart forwards, reach your left heel back. Once more like that, breathing in, rounding in, and exhale, and heart forwards. Great, well done. Let's lower the back knee all the way to the floor. Bring the right hand to the inside of right foot. Walk your right foot over towards your right and turn your right toes, your right knee out. About 2 o'clock-ish on an imaginary clock face. Make sure that your back knee is way back behind you. So if you can scoot it back a bit, if it's right underneath your hip, that'll give you a better opening, a clearer space in your left hip flexor. Let's take left hand off to the left a little bit. Lean out onto it and plug that shoulder underneath you. Right hand to right thigh. Draw the lower belly back and then lean back, getting lots of space between your belly and your thigh. So that might be enough for some friends. You stay right there. Other friends, you can reach your hands straight up to the sky, an arrow of light from wrist to wrist. Or reach back with your right hand and find your left ankle or your toes. Kick the heel away. And again, keep making space between your inner right thigh and your belly. And if you've got hold of that back thigh, if you want to come down a little bit more, come onto your forearm. Maybe even on to the baby toe edge of your right foot. Good. Take the sides of the throat back. One more big breath here. And exhale it completely. And then release the hand down. Turn your right toes forwards. Bring your right hand back to the outside of the foot. Back into a lunging position. Lift the back knee. all the way around to the back of your mat. So you're going to lunge over your left leg now. Inhale, squeeze the feet together and round, looking inwards through the heart. And exhale, dropping the left hip down, reaching the right heel back, heart forwards. Great. Inhale, another little pulse like that, looking into the heart. And exhale, radiate out through heart and back here. Inhale, drawing in. And exhale, radiate out. Lovely. Let's place right knee down on the mat now. And if it's right underneath your hip, see if you can sneak it back an inch or two. Let's take the left foot, turn it out. You can walk it out a little bit and turn it out to the left about 10 o'clock-ish on the clock face. Take your right hand off to the right. Lean out onto it. Plug the shoulder into the socket and back in behind you. You'll want to ping forward, so don't let it pop forward. And then left hand onto left knee. Lean back to get lots of space and clearing between your belly, so keep drawing belly back to spine. And moving the inner left thigh away. That might be enough. Otherwise, left hand straight up to the sky. One long line, wrist to wrist. Enjoy that feeling of space right there. Otherwise, some friends now can reach back and take a hold of your right foot with your left hand. And then keep bringing your left sitting bone towards your left heel. And leaning back at the same time. Hug the shoulder blades together onto the back. Draw the lower belly back. And some friends might come down to forearms at this point if you want to get into that right quad and hip flexor a little bit more. But remember your breath. Make sure that your breath is nice and even and peaceful wherever you're going with that part of your practice. Good. Take one more breath there. And then as you exhale, let's unravel, come back to a lunge over your left leg. So the hands either side. And pivot all the way around to the front of your mat. And step your feet together at the top of the mat. Inhale and lengthen. Exhale, fold and bow in. Root down through the feet. Inhale, rise to the sky. And exhale, bringing the hands into Vajra Mudra at the heart, into Tadasana. Close your eyes just for a moment. Stand in the space, in the truth that you've created, the openness in the heart, the strength in your legs. Stand steady just like a mountain. The heart fully buoyant with every breath. And remind yourself of your intention. I am. And repeat it silently again to yourself 3 times. From this place of clarity, this place of clear vision, blink open the eyes. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. And as you exhale, interlace the hands behind you as you fold forwards into Uttanasana, bringing the arms overhead, lifting the shoulders up into the back. Inhale there, and as you exhale, you can release the hands and step your left leg straight back behind you, lower the back knee to the floor. Inhale, rising into crescent lunge and Janyasana. And exhale, spill forward with lion's breath. Good. Inhale, reaching up. And exhale, plant the hands down, downward facing dog. Inhale, top of a push-up. And exhale, lower knees, chest and chin. So the heart between the hands. Inhale and rise to cobra. Point the toes, stretch the inner seam of the legs back, the hips back. And exhale, downward facing dog. Inhaling, left leg to the sky. And exhale, step it through between the hands. Lower the back knee down. Inhaling, Anjaneyasana, crescent lunge. And exhale, lion's breath. Inhale, fingers to the sky. And exhale, spring your feet together at the top of your mat. Interlace the hands in the awkward interlace. Bringing arms overhead. pitch a bit more weight into the balls of your feet than most of us. Great. Release the hands down. Circle the arms out wide. Inhale all the way back to Tadasana. And exhale, hands in Vajra Mudra at the heart. Take a breath in and a clear breath out. Same thing again. Breathing in. Interlace and fold Uttanasana, opening the shoulders. Release the hands down, stepping right leg straight back this time, lower the knee. Inhale, rising Anjaneyasana. Exhale, lion's breath. Inhale, rising. And exhale, downward facing dog. Inhale, top of a push-up. Exhale, knees, heart, and chin. Inhale, lift the shoulder head back as you rise. And exhale, downward facing dog. Right leg to sky as you inhale. And exhale, step it through between the hands. Back knee to the floor. Inhale, Anjaneyasana. And exhale, lion's breath. Good. Inhale and rise. Exhale, spring the feet together. Awkward interlace as you fold in Uttanasana. Bringing arms overhead. Release the hands down. Inhale and rise all the way up to stone. And exhale, Vajra Mudra, resting on the heart. Breathing in. And breathing out, interlace and fold. Release the hands down and step the left leg straight back. Be on the ball of the back foot. Squeeze the feet together as you inhale and rise. High lunge. And exhale, let it go with lion's breath. Inhale, high lunge. Then as you exhale, squeeze your left knee up to your chest. Take the arms back. Inhale, stepping back to high lunge, fingers to the sky. And exhale, squeeze left knee in and up. Inhale, step it back. And exhale, squeeze in and up. Great, everybody. Inhale, take it back. And then as you exhale, let's take the hands down and downward facing dog. Inhale, top of a push-up. And exhale, knees, heart, and chin. Good. Inhale and rise to cobra, heart wide. And exhale, downward facing. As you next inhale, left leg to the sky. And exhale, step your left foot forwards between the hands. Inhale, crescent lunge. And exhale, lion's breath. Inhale, rising to high lunge. And exhale, right knee draws up to the chest, arms back. Inhale, step it back. And exhale, stand in your power, knee to navel. Great. Inhale, step it back. Last one. Exhale. Inhale, take it back. And then as you exhale, step the feet together, interlace the hands behind you and fold out over the legs. Release the hands down. Inhale, rising. And exhale, Vajra Mudra at the heart. Take a breath in and a breath out. Breathing in, circling arms, breathing out, interlace and fold. Good. Stepping the left leg straight, stepping the right leg straight back, sorry, and rising into high lunge. Inhale there, let it go with lion's breath. And if that fear and doubt, empty it out. Inhale and rise. And then exhale, right knee draws to chest. Inhale, step it back. And exhale, hug it in. Good. Once more, hugging in. Use the power of the belly. Inhale, step it back. And exhale, hands down, downward facing. Inhale, top of a push-up. And exhale, knees, heart, and chin. Inhale, heart buoyant as you rise. And exhale, downward facing dog. Inhaling, right leg to the sky. And exhale, step it through between the hands. Inhale and rise, high lunge, squeeze the feet towards each other. Exhale, let it go. Inhale, lifting to the sky, and exhale, squeeze left knee up to the navel, standing on the right leg. Great. Inhale, step it back. And exhale, stand in your power, hug the knee in. Inhale, last one, exhale. Inhale, step it back. And exhale, stepping forwards, interlace the hands and fold out over the legs. Release the hands down, inhale and rise all the way up to stand. And exhale, Vajra Mudra at the heart. Taking a breath in, reminding yourself of your intention, and breathing out. Inhale, circle the arms around and up. And exhale and fold out over the legs. Inhale and come up halfway. Good, dragging the fingers back to the heels. Use that to get some traction in the spine. And as you exhale, step back into downward facing dog. Bend your left knee a little bit. Reach your right hand underneath you to the outside of your left shin. Anywhere between outer knee and ankle is fine. And then start to straighten out your left leg so you're drawing yourself underneath your left armpit. It's a little twisting dog. Take an in-breath, firm your left arm into the socket. And then as you exhale, release that side. We're going to switch it to the other side. So bend the right knee, reach your left hand to the outer right shin, and then start to spiral underneath your right armpit. Good. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, release both hands on the floor, equally carrying weight. Distributing weight evenly between hands and feet. As you inhale, let's take right leg to the sky. And as you exhale, step right foot forwards between the hands. Lower the back knee down to the floor. Again, make sure your back knee is way back behind you. We're going to walk our hands back a little bit and rock the hips back, working to straighten the front leg a little bit or a lot. Dig the heel down, spread the toes wide, and feel like you're dragging the heel towards you. Lift the right belly, move the heart forwards, and fold out over the front leg, a little Ardha Hanuman. Inhale and come up halfway. Bring your left hand underneath your left shoulder onto tented fingers, you could use a block too. Bring your right thumb into your right hip crease, similar to what we did lying down on our back. Press the thumb pad into the top of the thigh. Wrap the outer hip flesh down towards the earth. Move the heart forwards and start to spiral the belly and chest around to the right. So we've got Ardha Hanuman with a little twist. You might want to take your right hand straight up to the sky and create one long line wrist to wrist. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, release the hand, bend the right knee, and step back, downward facing dog. Left leg to the sky as you inhale. And as you exhale, step your left foot forwards between the hands. Lower back knee, check in that the back knee is way behind your hip. And then you can start to rock your hips back a little bit, walking your hands back a bit if you like. Some friends might use blocks underneath the hands, that's fine. Dig your heel down into the floor, spread the toes. Feel like you're dragging that heel towards you. Lift the left belly up, move the heart forwards, and fold out over the legs, bowing in. Well done. Take a breath there, and exhale fully, and then coming up, but kind of halfway, bring your right hand underneath your right shoulder, tented fingers or hands on a block. Left hand into left hip crease. Press the thumb pad into the thigh. Press it down. Wrap the outer hip flesh down. And then use that leverage to start to spiral the belly and chest over to your left. You might want to take your left hand straight up to the sky. Good. One long line, wrist to wrist, just like an arrow. Moving straight across the heart space. Expanding the heart. Your vision super clear, your intention shining bright. Take an in-breath Then as you exhale, release the hand down, bend the left knee, downward facing dog, everyone. As you inhale, coming forward to the top of a push-up, lift your right heel up to about hip height. Keep stretching the foot to the back of the mat. Keep hugging the thighs towards each other. That might be enough, otherwise you can extend your left arm out alongside your left ear, thumb to the sky. Keep hugging everything to the midline. Good. Make sure you're breathing. And then touch down, and let's switch it up, other side. So we're top of a push-up, we're lifting the left heel up to about hip height. Extend the inner seam of that left leg back, but hug it to the midline. Draw the lower belly in and up, look slightly forwards. Move the heart forwards and stretch your right arm into the center of the room, thumb to the sky. Good, take an in breath, and exhale, and foot and hand down, downward facing dog. Good. Inhaling, top of a push-up, knees, heart, and chin. Inhaling, and right, and exhaling, downward facing dog. As you inhale, let's take right leg to the sky and open it out into lamppost dog. Keep that left outer hip though, spinning to the back wall. Don't let it kind of roll forwards. Try to keep both armpits lifting evenly too. Inhale, and as you exhale, step right foot forwards between the hands. Anchor back, heel down, heel arch alignment. Lead with your left arm, come all the way up and over, and bring the hands back into Vajra Mudra at the heart with the legs in Vira 2. Just check in that your front knee is rolling open to second, third toe, everyone. And keep wrapping your inner left thigh in and back and make the back leg super strong. Good. As you inhale, let's burst the arms open. And as you exhale, cartwheel the left hand up and over to join your right hand. So we've got our arms like arrows out ahead now. With your left hand, make a little thumbs up sound like you're pulling onto a bowstring. And pull it all the way back. Sit down in your legs a little bit more. Inhale, and as you exhale, aim your arrow to the sky. And then as you exhale, release the arrow. Just fling open your left fingers nice and wide. And then straighten your front leg and dive into Trikonasana over the front leg. Beautiful. Some friends here might want to take the left hand behind you and wiggle it into the hip crease. Very similar to what we were doing in that little threading the needle thing going on with the bat at the top of the class. Great. Good. So just as we did in Warrior 2, keep wrapping inner left thigh in and back. Hopefully press strongly into your right heel, especially my friends who tend to lock out the knee, feel like you're bringing your right shin bone forwards and your left thigh bone back. Take an in breath, and then as you exhale, you're going to bend your front knee. And so your hand might still be on your shin, it might be down on your ankle, it might be on the inside of the foot. Good. See if you can take your back thigh back more, bring the pelvis forwards, and then take the left side of your ribs and shoulder back more. Lovely, spiraling open. You can keep the half bind if you have it going on there, or you can release the hand onto your left hip, look down, release your right hand forwards, maybe to a block, Ardha Chandra, with a bind or not. Great, take your time. Clear, steady focus. Stand strong in your legs. Really use the left leg to press to the wall behind you, lift from the inner left thigh, spin the left toes, the left knee to the left. Hug your right hip into the midline more and then spiral belly and chest. Really great, take an in breath. And then as you exhale, bend the front knee, step back, turn to the long edge of your mat, interlace the hands and fold out over the legs, bringing the arms overhead. Good. Pasarita Padottanasana with the arms overhead. For most friends, push a bit of weight into the balls of the feet. Make your legs nice and strong. Feel like you're holding a great big beach ball between the thighs and hug it in and roll it back. Very nice. Take an in breath. And then as you exhale, release the hands down. Come into a lunge over your right leg. And step back straight into plank position. Inhale, as you exhale, lower knees, chest and chin. Inhale and rise to cobra. And exhale, downward facing dog. As you inhale, left leg to the sky, open it out into lamppost dog. Without swinging right hip forwards, keep tacking it back. Even weight in hands and armpits equally lifted. Inhale, exhale, step that foot forwards, ground the back heel. Lead with the right arm to come all the way up and over, Vira 2. And then bring the hands into Vajra Mudra at the heart when you're steady. Check in with your front knee. Make sure your knee is an overshooting ankle. Roll it open. Make your back leg stronger and longer, spinning the inner thigh back. Take an in breath and burst the arms open. And then you're going to cartwheel your back hand up and over like a little bowstring now. Draw it back. Remind yourself of your intention. Sit down. Aim your arrow to the universe, to the sky. Inhale, and as you exhale, release your hand, your right hand, release your arrow to the sky. Then start to straighten your front leg into triangle pose. For some friends, that might mean a bound Trikonasana. But with your triangle pose, we're aiming to get both sides of the waist nice and long. So both equally long and around about the back of your head and the back of your sacrum in the same plane. So if you've got the bind, you can keep it going on. If you don't want to have the bind at all, that's absolutely fine as well. Just begin to bend your front knee a little bit, so we're moving more to a Parsvakonasana style stance. As you press your right thigh bone back into space, bring your pelvis forwards and then roll your right shoulder back. Keep spinning left bicep. You've got hold of the ankle or the shin, inner bicep to outer bicep with that left hand. And then looking down and preparing for Ardha Chandra with or without the half bind. So up to you, take your time, moving into that strong, steady balance. If you're super steady, you can look back towards your right foot now and you should see your right toes in your line of vision. Sometimes they have a tendency to go way back behind. Lovely. And you can keep the half bind or you can radiate out from the heart in all directions. Strong, steady, and clear. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, stepping back into Pasarita, wide stance again. Hands come to a block or to the floor with the hands just kind of underneath the breastbone on the floor. Spin the heels of the hands to turn into each other. Squeeze the inner thighs in. And back, heart forwards. And then let's take right arm up to the sky so we're coming into a twist. Notice if your left hip swings into the midline. So you can keep the hips square so the rotation happens in the thoracic, not in the pelvis. And then let's bring the hand down. And then take left hand to the sky. Notice if the hips swing in the right hip. Draw it back to the right a little bit more. Very nice. Take an in-breath and exhale. Release the hands down. Turn all the way back into a lunge over your left leg to the front of the mat. Step back, top of a push-up. Optional vinyasa. You can go to child's pose. You can go straight to dog if you want to skip it. Take your time. Be with your breath. Moving freely. One last standing flow. So from our downward facing dog, as you inhale, come forwards to the top of a push-up. And make sure that your left wrist is slightly forwards of your left shoulder. Use your left hand like a tiger paw and spin inner bicep to outer bicep. So the eye of the elbow rolls forwards towards the angle of the thumb. Come on to the baby toe side of that left foot, and you can stack your right leg on the top. Reach right hand to the sky. One clear line of energy from heels through tail to crown. So just imagine yourself like a strong arrow. Good. And then release right hand down and coming all the way onto the other side. Tiger pull with your right hand. Roll inner bicep to outer bicep. Plug the shoulder on the back. Lift the right side body up a little bit more. Nice and vibrant through the hands. Extend the heart forwards, and as you exhale, hand down. Top of a push-up and lower to your belly. What was that?
I feel
like the quiver in the arrow. As you inhale, rising up to cobra. And then as you exhale, downward facing dog. Good. As you next inhale, let's take right leg to the sky. Keep the hips square this time, the toes, the knee point down. And exhale, step right foot forwards between the hands. Anchor the back heel down for Vira One. Inhale, rising the arms. And then as you exhale, right hand to right hip, left hand down, and step up like a standing L. Preparation for Pavrita Ardha Chandra. Inhale, radiate through the crown of the head, forwards and the back, heel back, keep tacking your right hip back. And then spin belly chest to the right, reaching right hand up to the sky if you're steady. Inhale there. And as you exhale, step your left foot back, walk your left hand underneath your left shoulder straight into a deep lunging twist. So right hand is still in the sky. Inhale, and as you exhale, right hand down, anchor the back heel down, interlace the hands behind you, devotional warrior. So some friends are just going to lay their belly and ribs onto the right thigh and empty the neck that way. Other friends can nudge your right shoulder to the inside of your right knee. As you do that, your pelvis is probably going to want to swing to the right. So your bottom will swing back behind you. So try to steer your tailbone towards your back heel. So you're getting as square as possible. That's it. Nice. And then if your shoulder is on the inside, take your shoulder back to the outside of the right knee and roll the back shoulder back even more. But keep bringing the pelvis forwards, not back. Lovely. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, release the hands down, downward facing. Left leg to the sky. As you exhale, step it forwards between the hands. Round the back heel down, inhale, warrior one. And as you exhale, left hand, left hip crease, reach right hand forwards, tip into a standing L. Make sure your right wrist is underneath your right shoulder and your arm is straight, straighter. Could be on a block too. Keep tacking your left hip back. Keep making your right leg super strong. And then you can squeeze the thighs together, start to spiral the belly chest around to the left. Maybe the left hand reaches to the sky. Maybe it stays on the hip. Maybe you're looking down. Maybe you're looking at the horizon. Up to you. Keep the back leg really strong. Very nice. Take one more in-breath. And as you exhale, right hand steps straight back. And you're coming into a lunging twist, opening to your left. Nice and light. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, anchor the back heel down. Interlace the hands behind you, devotional warrior. Good. As you hang out in your devotional warrior, whether you're just laying belly chest on your thigh or whether you're nudging your left knee open with your shoulder, keep steering tail to back heel. And let's do a little horse fluttery lips here just to check in the facial muscles are nice and soft. Because if you can't do that, then your facial muscles are too hard. Yeah. Great. Taking another in-breath there, and if you want to roll it open, you can take your shoulder to the outside of the left knee, roll right shoulder back a little more. And then releasing hands down, downward facing dog. Optional vinyasa or not. Last one.
It is the last one, is it? Great.
Take an in-breath, rise up onto your toes. Exhale, at the end of the exhalation, you can step, float, or walk up to the top of your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, fold out over the legs. Inhale and rise all the way up to stand. And exhale, hands down, Vajra Mudra at the heart. Take a moment, notice your breath. It may have speeded up a little bit. You might feel your heart very clearly beating underneath your palms. So not trying to change it, but just, you know, enjoying that feeling of wakefulness, of being clear and vibrant. And just allowing the breath to ease back into its own steady rhythm. Can gently blink open your eyes. You can keep your hands there if you like, or relax your hands down. I'm just going to show you where we're going. We did the Supta Padangasthasana series right at the beginning of the practice, lying down. We're going to do it standing. Feel free to do this with a yoga strap if you like. So where we're going to go is we're going to hug a knee in. We're going to extend possibly out, and then maybe we open out. Oops. We bring the leg in, and then it turns into a twist. And then we cross, and we lift. Okay. There's a possibility that you could do that with a strap, all of it with a strap if you like. So you're just going to strap up, and you'll be here or there. Maybe using it with a strap, you can take the leg out. You know, you can do all of those movements with the strap. If all of that is too much, you can do bent knee option. So you just take the bent knee out to the side, and then you keep the bent knee as you take it into a twist. Okay, so you don't have to do straight leg if hamstrings or anything else is complaining. So up to you. If you want to strap, then take a yoga strap. We're going to... Well, you can, but you wouldn't be able to do the twisting part against the wall. So if you were going to do it against the wall, you can definitely do the first part where you open out, but then the twist, you just have to modify so that you just maybe take your hand palm flat against the wall, the side that you're turning to, and then just begin to feel like you're bringing your belly, because you can't actually move your shoulders as you pitch forward. So you can do a modified version at the wall. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to stand on our left leg first, and it's our right knee that's coming up. So remembering we're nice, strong, proud, steady warriors now. Eyes steady on a point, real clarity in the eyes, but not piercing, nice and soft vision, but really clear gaze. And press down into your left leg, make it super strong, and bring your right knee up, whether you're choosing yogi toe lock, strap, or keeping the knee bent. Settle in, take your time, keep the breath easy. If you're straightening out your right leg out to head with a yogi toe lock or strap, then shoot it out there. If you're using a strap, it's really tempting to lean back, so try to keep drawing the belly back and keep the armpits over the hips. Take an in breath, and as you exhale, we're going to start to open the right leg or knee out to the side. Maybe taking your left arm out as a little counterbalance, that might feel pretty good. And then as you inhale, let's bring it back. We're changing hands on the knee or the leg. Sit. And we cartwheel the right arm back behind us, and we use that action to begin to revolve the belly chest to the right, so we're into a little twist. Maybe you can look back at your back thumb. And then slowly, this is the trickiest bit, I think, bringing everything back to center and both hands to your knee or your leg. And if you can lift the leg up a little higher and if you can fold into it, great. If you can't, that's great too. And then stepping out and down when you're ready. If you need a little shimmy,
and do.
And then we're going to do the same thing on the other side. So this time our right leg is going to be the strong part of the stance, and your left knee is coming up towards you. So I'm going to take, just let you have a few moments of just being with your breath. Clear, steady focus. I'm not going to talk you into that sequence. You know kind of what you're doing. So in your own time, just exploring those ranges of movements. And if it doesn't pan out, if there's a little wobble or a fall, then that's okay too, right? It doesn't matter. But whichever variation you have going on, see how open you can make the heart, see how clear you can make your breath. When you're ready, just come back to stand in Tadasana, Vajrasana, Vajra Mudra over your heart. Standing in your truth, standing in your own self. Standing in the radiance of your heart. Open your eyes and come down to an all fours position. Let's take our little bow style pose. We're going to take a little kickstand bow. So we're going to take our left foot out to the left and tuck the toes under just off the edge of the mat. Tiger paw your left hand. Roll inner bicep to outer bicep, so the eye of the elbow kind of lines up more towards the angle of the thumb. Plug the shoulder into the back, come up onto your right fingertips, and then kick your right heel back behind you, like a little karate kick. For some friends, you might want to stay here if you feel a bit wobbly tonight. By all means, just enjoy this feeling, this lovely curve from your right heel to the crown. Otherwise, reach your right hand back, catch a hold of trouser leg or ankle, draw the lower ribs back, kick the right heel away, take the thigh bone back, hug the shoulder blades together on the back, and take the sides of the throat back more. Great. Soften the jawline a little bit, part the back teeth. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, release. Take it out to the other side in your own time. So the right foot kicks out like a little kickstand. Strong, strong right hand. So we want to have the pads and the knuckles down, but the heart of the palm is lifting. Inner bicep to outer bicep, so the shoulders on the back, giving you loads of power from the back of the heart. And then kick back your left heel, reach back with your left hand. Draw the lower belly in and up. Kick the back heel away, the back thigh away. If you've got hold of that ankle, then flex the left ankle here. Open the sole of the foot. Take the sides of the throat back, soft gaze. Take an in-breath and exhale fully. Point your toes. If it's okay for you to sit on your heels, then come back to Vajrasana with Vajra Mudra. Breathing into the heart. Letting the spine lengthen and settle. Linking open the eyes. Release the hands down. You can rock your hips off to one side and extend your legs out. Again, you might need your yoga strap. We're kind of going to revisit the Padangasthasana sequence again. So let's lower gently down onto your back.
bring right knee towards chest. You can hold on to the back of the thigh. You can take a little yogi toe lock, or you can strap up that leg as you extend the leg up to the sky. The left leg can go straight out of head, or the knee can stay there. Breathing in and breathing out, just plugging the thigh in, dropping the outer right hip down towards the front of the mat, plugging the right shoulder in. Good. And then we're going to switch hands on your strap or onto your foot. And I quite like, if you're using a yogi toe lock, I quite like to just take my hand onto the baby toe edge of the right foot, my left hand onto the baby toe edge of the right foot. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to take your right leg across to the left. If your left knee is bent, drop your inner left knee in or straighten out the leg. And you can keep going there, bringing the leg down, rolling the right hip over the left hip, rolling more towards the baby toe side of your left foot. Some friends from there. You want to kick back your left heel up towards your right hand. Good, that's it. Yeah. And then you roll the shoulders down onto the floor and widen out your collars. It's like you're pulling your feet away from each other. Yeah. And if that quad thing doesn't work out, then that's okay too. The other twist is nice and deep. She's actually a Celtic fire goddess who fires fiery arrows. So, our last little homage to our bow and arrow practice. See if you can keep spreading your collarbones wide. It's really super tempting to try and let your left shoulder rise up here. So, taking it back and down. The heart still wide. And as you inhale, coming back to center. And as you exhale, just extend both legs out ahead of you. Then you're going to bring your right foot into half happy baby pose. So right leg into half happy baby. With the ankle over the knee, or you can just do knee to armpit if that feels better for you today. I like to hold my hand onto the baby toe edge of the foot, so then you can keep your shoulder and collarbones a little bit wider. And then both hands to that foot or around the back of your right shin or thigh. And start to straighten that leg straight up to the sky as much or as little as feels so comfortable in your hamstrings. You can interlace the hands back around the thigh bones, that's absolutely fine too. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, curl your head and shoulders up off the floor like you're going to come up and kiss your knee or your shin. And then exhaling, releasing it down. Let your right leg release. Left leg into half happy baby. Find the
the balance into the chin, eyebrow center again.
Please use a pillow to the back of the head if you need to, just so the chin isn't
really thrusting up to the sky and the back of your neck getting a little crunch up. Keep that space, that freedom of the spine open from the tail to the crown. Again, an arrow of light all along the Shoshana, the central column of your spine. Then both hands to that leg and start to straighten the leg to any degree. Take an in-breath and as you exhale, curl up head and shoulders. Taking an easy breath there. And exhale, lower head and shoulders down. Both legs into full happy baby pose. Swivel around like your feet are like your hands are holding a steering wheel. And if there is anything else that you're needing to satisfy your intention or needing to satisfy your body and be balanced, then feel free to do whatever you need to do. And when you are satisfied, grab what you need and make your way into Shavasana. Toes down on the floor. Residual feelings of feeling fearful or incapable or small. Bring your hands into Vajra Mudra over the heart. Otherwise, you can let the arms fall away from the sides of the body, letting the backs of the hands rest on the floor. Just as Arjuna, the warrior in the Bhagavad Gita, seeks wisdom in the battlefield through his good friend Krishna, we too can find our own wisdom here on our inner battlefield, on our yoga mat. The more we connect with our heart, the more clarity we receive. The more we can tune into our own intentions and our higher intuition. Meditation is the bow, devotion is the arrow, love is the target. And as you rest now, resting in clear, steady breath, clear, steady body, clear, steady intention revealed from your heart teacher. I am the bow, strung the arrow aimed, the archer with sights set on a single mark, the final destination never in doubt. I am two hands opened wide, they clutch at nothing and instead receive more than I could ever think to ask for. I am the altar, white cloth, spotless, spread, the bread of life awaits the breaking. I am the seed and you the gentle breeze that carries me to fertile ground. I am the blossom, and you the sun, I the nectar, you the broad-winged monarch, bending to sip with such delicate lips, the dew of my delight. Beginning to deepen your breath a little now. And as your breath deepens, just reconnecting with your breath, with your heart, with your warrior spirit. The heart teacher that holds an endless supply of courage, stamina, and grace. And just recalling once again your intention for your practice this evening, your Sankalpa, and with absolute unshakable trust, repeat your Sankalpa 3 times silently. Slowly beginning to awaken fingers and toes, arms and legs. Stretch or yawn. And when you're ready, you can roll to one side and bring yourself all the way around and up to sit. Just pausing for a moment with the hands in Vajra Mudra again over the heart. Practice of focus, clarity, practice to open the heart, to reveal our own truth, and to be able to clarify our own target or vision, and with steadiness, with great courage and grace, move towards our vision with clarity, deep love, and compassion. May we each take this embodied warrior spirit with us to tackle whatever obstacles we face on our path. And may the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.
Thanks, everybody.